All right, thank you much. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, where we take time to look at the markets now, which we kind of, I don't know how to characterize them, narrowly all over the place. Let's find out, Dennis Smith of Archer Financial Services down there in Chicago. How would you characterize market activity today, Dennis?
Well, it was a good day. I'd say higher in the soybeans and higher in all the meat complex. So it was a pretty good day.
Excellent. All right. Well, we got to talk about the hogs here. But what is the current weather in Chicago? I mean, is it like 80 something and beautiful?
Not quite. We're seasonable, which is like it's going to reach up approaching 70 degrees. It's getting down below 50 at night. It's actually quite normal and seasonal for us. Fall's a real beautiful time of year in Chicago, but it's been a pretty good weather-wise, not too wet in Illinois, and harvest is underway.
Good deal, because it ain't up here.
Yeah.
And traders seem like they're not paying attention to the weather up here in the spring wheat territory, and we got a bad weather coming, and spring wheat went down today. What happened?
Yeah, well, the wheat market is a little bit tougher. Now, we have rallied of recent, off the low, certainly. Now the market has seemed to have paused. You know, we rallied up in the late September, pulled back, and now we're trying to come back up again, see if we can check out those late September highs. But the other markets, I mean, soybeans are testing the June highs, so this is a real opportunity, I think, for the grain producer, the corn and soybean guy, to take a real hard look at the price levels.
For sure. Somebody should be able to start making a profit. But, I mean, this, how much upside potential do we have in, soybeans?
Well, I guess I could answer that a little bit more easily after the crop report tomorrow morning. Assuming that ending stocks, projecting ending stocks, are not going to drop sharply, I think the upside is rather limited, and I hate to be a wet blanket on everything, knowing how wet it is in the North Dakota area, but it's just, I think, unrealistic to expect your winter soybean contracts to surge above $10, given the very high ending stock projections in store.
Sure, and January and March are up there about 950, 938 to 949 today. So I guess, I wouldn't disagree with you, Dennis. How about in corn? Could we have a pleasant surprise tomorrow?
Well, we kind of think that corn yield should come down a little bit. We also think that harvested acreage should come down a little bit. And given the weather situation where it's turned off kind of nasty or is turning off nasty, especially in the northern plains and sweeping with cold weather, actually, temperatures dropping clear down into the Texas panhandle, could certainly end the growing season, so to speak, for several million acres of corn as well as soybeans. But, you know, corn's going to have a brick wall, a tough resistance area approaching the $4 mark in the front month December.
All righty. Dennis, the belle of the ball today in the wheat meat market was feeder cattle, but hogs had a great day too.
Yeah, hogs were strong. We opened strong. We closed strong. They were talking about the market maybe being limit bid on the open, but that did not pan out. But nevertheless, it's been a wild week. We were limit down Monday. We opened lower Tuesday, swung to almost expanded limit on Tuesday, closed 315 higher yesterday, and then another 200 higher today. It's been a wild week in the hog futures market.
And I guess, all right, is it going to continue like this, or will we settle down a little?
No, the volatility is going to stay with this market for a very long time, and it's all dominated by news from China. But that is the news. I mean, the African swine fever continues to spread. It continues to destroy the hog herd, and is going to contribute to a massive shortage of pork into next year, in my opinion.
And testament to that is China's announcement saying that they might buy as many soybeans. It would get the soybean trade with China back to what it was.
Yeah, now, Mick, that's the talk, and again, I find that just a little bit hard to believe, given what we think we know about the size of the hog herd. We think losses are as much as 50% by the end of this year, and I'm just not sure that we'll see that much soybean business. They need pork, and I think that's what they'll come and go after. The Chinese are simply not going to buy something that they do not need. And we just think that the demand for soybeans will be off, not because they don't want to buy from us, but simply because they won't need that many soybeans.
All righty. Now, the feedlots are obviously a little concerned about weight gain. So feeder cattle up the limit in November today.
Well, yeah, although the November feeders have a 450-point limit,
okay.
So
okay.
They did close 300 higher, but not limit. Yeah, it's kind of a mystery to me, Mick. I think feeders are overvalued, but you know what? It seems like feeders are always overvalued. That's just the way the industry runs. That's the way the contract runs. So the optimism there is rampant, and I don't know. I think it's too much, too high. But that is what it is. It was a good performance today. There's no doubt about that.
Man alive. Well, I guess the feedlot operators want to fill those feedlots. And, you know, the law of supply and demand, they're asking for them. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. And we'll see. I mean, placements have been down for several months. And we actually think placements will increase here in the fourth quarter, October, November, December. And it is going to stack some cattle up here for you know, the next April time frame. Yet you've got an impressive premium to cash in that fat cattle board. So we are hedging, Mick. We are hedging the live cattle market right here and now.
All right. Dennis Smith of AFS, Archer Financial Services. Whether it's now or at 11:01 tomorrow morning, how do producers get a hold of you, Dennis?
Yeah, the direct line is 312-242-7905.
Thank you so very much, and have a good rest of the week, Dennis.
Thank you very much.
You bet.